Come on. We're not going to walk around begging, trying to figure out how we're going to pay our bills. My needs are met.
Amen.
Come on now. We got to get from that old system of poverty, trying to rule you and hold you. You're rich. Hallelujah. Say, I'm rich. I'm wealthy. I'm healthy. I'm wise. And I'm very intelligent. I'm spirit-led, filled with the Holy Ghost. I talk with tongues, and I do it on a daily basis. Hallelujah. This is what I do. Don't care who know it. Hallelujah. Trying to offend nobody, but this is just what I do. Because I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And the word of God said, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you speak with tongues. That's what the word says. I don't know what people say, but that's what the word said. Guess who? And you don't have to guess. You know who I'm going to follow? Who I'm going to obey? The word of God. Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. Let me go on. Ha, 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 ha. In heavenly places, did I get to the end of that verse? Yes, I did. Listen to this. Ooh, I thought I would get there, but I won't. But anyway, give me Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. See, we're going through the prayers. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. So I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah. The perfect father, every father and child in heaven and on the earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you, listen to this, unveil within you what? The unlimited riches. Just got through saying we're rich. Now this prayer is being prayed, God want to unveil his unlimited riches of his glory and favor. What? His what? His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and what else? And explosive power. Whew. Keep going. Then, by constantly what? Using your faith. See, you have this power in you. Then, by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ, that's what faith is, the life of Christ, what he done, what he's doing, will be what? Release where? Deep inside you. And the what? Resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Love, and nothing will move you. Because love can't be moved. Love can't lose. Love cannot lose. Love is not a loser. Love will never fail, and love can't lose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are we doing? I'm telling you, God is telling to bring forth some things so we can take over. That's what it is. We're sitting around scratching our head and that kind of stuff. Those days are gone. It's time to rise up and say, I'm taking over. I'm taking my stuff. I'm taking charge of what belongs to me. I was put here for a purpose, and nobody's going to hinder me and stop me from fulfilling what I was put in this earth to do. No threats, no arguments, no fears, no offenses, no color, no race, no nothing. I'm here to fulfill God's plan and purpose for my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, keep going. then you will be what? Then you will be empowered to discover. See that? See, once you get filled and thrilled and full of, flooded with this explosive power, then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experienced. The great magnitude of this astonishing love of Christ. You know you cannot be defeated. You cannot, offenses cannot stop you. Offenses cannot work its stuff on you. Somebody say something to you, they may have not said it right. You just let it brush on by you because I refuse to be offended. You may go to a store in a business and somebody treated you wrong because of the color of your skin. You just smile and go right on. You don't let that bother you because you already know who you are. But some people get all shook up and want to create a rigmarole. Hallelujah. But I let love dominate me. I'm going to read it again. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experienced. The great magnitude of this astonishing love of Christ. See, when you walk in love, love will tell you when to speak up. And you know exactly when to speak up. Because you don't let everything go by. But you won't create a problem. But you will always bring forth the blessing of God and expose the devil. Keep going. And all of, listen, talking about love and explosive power. And all of its what? Dimensions. Not just one dimension. You know, you hear people talk about one dimension. No, all of its dimensions. How deeply, intimately, and far-reaching is his love? How enduring and inclusive is it? Endless love beyond what? Measurement. You can't measure God. That transcends our understanding, go beyond our understanding. We can't grasp it.